When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Hi, you've reached Cursed Management, Hollywood's premier talent management agency, located in the greater Hollywood area. We're conveniently nestled in the fireworks strip mall between the Party City and the street. And remember, don't forget, here at Cursed,
the clients do all the work.
Please hold while we transfer your call.
Charles White
has entered the call.
Hello? Hey, how are you? Oh, I'm good. How are you? How have you been? Oh, I'm okay. I've just been, you know, studying at the DMV. Have to get a
Jordan good drive. Boner
has entered the call.
Jordan, I thought I was talking to someone. I was talking to myself.
Did you hear the last name I said that was mine?
What was it?
Boner.
And what is that mean?
Dan Schmeckel.
Hey,
you guys. Hello? I can't hear you guys. Sorry, I'm watching a loud movie. Can you guys talk a little louder?
Sure, Dan. How's this?
Yeah, that works great for me. Thanks.
Sarah
just in
Violet
movie theater.
Gloss
has entered the call.
Hello?
Hi. Leo
has entered the call.
Hi, Abby.
How are you?
What's new?
Is that everyone?
Abby, was that you I saw walking barefoot up and down Vine?
It might have been.
Brady Barker here.
Abby's so blonder than ever.
Brady, what are you laughing at?
I have a balloon hat on.
Oh, I can picture it.
I'm looking in the mirror at myself. I look ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
I love that every year you get younger and younger emotionally. It's really beautiful.
Isn't it a disease?
It's a disease.
Something's wrong with her, isn't it?
Kelly Leo Carrillo.
Oh, she's still alive.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
How's everybody doing, my baby?
My balloon hat just popped.
Oh.
What are we on the call for, guys?
I don't remember.
What was
are
it
you
last
still
week?
Alive?
Yes.
Oh, we tried to kill Bridie. We tried to kill her colleague and good friend.
And she ended up living. Right?
She's Bridie, are you on the line?
Damn well.
Okay.
Taylor,
damn
can we look
well
up if Bridie's still alive?
Yeah, Bridie's on the line.
Awesome.
And Taylor,
awesome.
Where did we leave off?
Yeah, Abby had a family member who was famous.
That's right.
Right.
And that could lead to money opportunities for us.
Yeah. Money opportunities.
Well, I was scrolling in my phone and I found famous relative under my contacts.
Oh my God, this is huge.
I can't say who it is.
Natalie Portman?
I don't know. It could be. It could be Natalie Portman.
Tignataro.
It could be Tignataro.
I love Tignataro.
It could be Lindsay McClendon.
That would be really sick if it was Tignataro.
I think
have
another.
You guys binged One Mississippi recently?
It's incredible.
I try to watch it every week.
All right, Abby, I want you to call the famous relative.
Okay.
Everybody
get them
on the
phone. While I call famous relative.
Will we what?
Taylor, will you mute everyone while I call famous relative?
Muting. And then I'll patch in
what
your
phone. What do I pay
phone?
You for?
Okay, I won't tap. Okay. There you go.
Okay. Shit, it's ringing.
Hello?
Tig?
Abby?
Yeah?
Oh my God.
Hi.
Wow, I was...
It's been so long. How are you?
I know, it's been a real... This is a little out of left field for me, sorry.
No, I've been watching your stand-up.
My what?
Tig.
My stand-up?
I don't think it's Tig, okay.
Abby, where are you right now?
I'm at the Grove.
You're in L.A.?
I'm in L.A. Where are you?
I'm in Los Angeles, Abby.
Oh,
that's where
God.
I live.
That's so weird. How are you doing with the fame?
Oh, good.
We have to hang out. I miss you.
Yeah. Well, Mom would love to hear from you, too,
Mom.
Abby. Things.
Mom! How is she?
Well, she misses you. I think she's forgiven you by now.
She was always just a good mother.
Yeah. We've always been pretty close.
And we had the same, we're with the same...
Mother?
Mother.
Yeah, well, yeah, Mom and Dad are still together.
Mom and Dad are still...
Yeah.
That's so great. You know, yeah. I never thought it would last.
Yeah. Well, it has, despite everything.
We gotta hang out.
Yeah,
what are you
would
up
like
to
that.
These days?
Well, I would love. Yeah, well, if you could tell me where you are, I could come and meet you. I could see if you're okay.
I'm at the Grove 70% of the time. So
okay.
If you wanna meet,
well, let's do that.
You know, yeah. Pottery Barn Kids.
Yeah.
So, you know, we. My company and I.
Yeah.
Miss you.
You.
My company.
What company do you work for?
Cursed.
Cursed.
It's management.
Okay. Wow, that's great.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. We would love to all sit down and we could reconnect about Mom and Dad and maybe discuss some career opportunities.
And talk about some career opportunities,
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
This is sounding, wow.
So you're in.
This day is looking
you know,
up, Abby.
I could actually, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy
wow.
to hear that.
This is good.
Remind me of your first name.
Abby...
Because I have so many nicknames
Abby,
for
you're,
you.
I'm really happy you're going to offer me a job, but you're telling me you can't even remember my
no,
name.
No, I just have all these nicknames like Bud and Bro and Mom and Dad's other kid.
You know, Abby, I would hang up right now if you hadn't offered me a job right before insulting me like this.
I'm so sorry.
What if I gave
you
a letter?
I'm
if
a
I
drunk.
Gave you a letter, could you even put it in the right... It's Haley, Abby!
Haley!
Jesus!
Hell yeah. Remind me of your second initial.
J.
Okay. That's not helping. And your last initial.
O.
Abby J-O.
Yeah. Yeah, Abby.
Abby J.
I haven't heard you say that in
Abby.
So long.
Abby, I think I have an idea of who it is.
Yes, Taylor.
Someone else is on the line, Abby?
It's Haley O.J. Simpson.
Almost.
Almost.
It's Haley Joel Osment, Abby.
Haley Joel Osment! Yeah, Abby Joel Osment! That
really,
was my original
really
name!
Hoping
my
I
God.
Wasn't gonna have
oh
to.
My
talk
God.
To
oh my God!
Oh my God!
Joel
oh
fucking Osment!
Hey,
nice to meet you. My name is Jordan Goldschlager. I'm gonna be your new representative. We are so happy to have you on the team.
I wanna turn your life upside down
right now. Just sign the line.
This is gonna be huge. It's gonna be huge for me. It's gonna be huge for you. It's gonna be huge for everybody.
And I actually started the company, and my name is Kelly.
Well, we've kept it going, and we are now a fully operating management production company,
we
and we are so happy to have you on the show.
We took some blows this year. We took some blows. We're not going to hide it.
But we're on the up and up. We're on the up and up, and
we
have some
everything.
Fabulous clients, and you are going to be the next one, but
you're
we have a lot of attention to give
where
you,
we're
my
located.
Friend.
We're next to a car wash, and we're next to what was a Home Depot.
Oh, that's convenient.
Do you like yogurt?
Who doesn't?
Me too.
Yeah. That's
Abby,
great.
I'm going to buy you a bracelet from Tiffany's this year.
Oh,
I am so impressed.
So we've got a lot to go over and not a lot of time. This guy's a busy guy. Okay?
Yeah, let's
everybody.
Do it.
We'd really love to hear your take on the movie.
Yeah, what do you think the movie is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, is it about my sister forgetting my own name? Because that's
And he's funny. Oh, my God. Bus Tick Notaro. We got Haley Joel Osment. That's a stand-up comedy guy.
He said he wasn't a comedian.
Yes,
and then
he did
that's just not true.
That was maybe top one funniest thing I've ever heard.
But it's a good point. I mean, what is memory? The perceptions of memory. I love anything that says we all remember differently.
You have amnesia of your entire beginning of your life.
The first 20 years was kind of a blur for me, and I do apologize for that, Haley. I'm sorry.
All right.
Were you drunk as a child, too?
That's a pretty good excuse.
I started young.
Drunk as a child. That could be the title.
I think we really ought to get down to business. Haley, so what are you... pitch us the movie that we're doing.
Oh, God. Well, I have been really interested in non-narrative movies. And
love
with
it.
Something with memory. And,
that's without
narrative.
Anyone named narrative, correct?
It doesn't have to be.
Okay. That's even better. That's even better.
But, yeah, I think that would really stand out from the usual sort of streaming-based stuff that we're seeing out there.
Streaming-based.
Streaming-based
is like creeks, rivers, a moving body of water.
I thought that's something that you put to flavor water.
I love that.
Oh,
what is it?
The soda stream
your own
base,
Gatorade.
Right?
I would love. Sometimes I eat the powder. You're supposed to put the powder in soda stream. Sometimes I just eat it in my mouth itself.
Guys, is this still the movie? I'm getting a little bit lost in the plot here.
I was thinking it was Lion King. And then I'm not opposed to doing Lion King.
The rights are up for grabs.
Yeah.
I like the soda stream thing. Yeah. I don't think that it's not controversial. Oh. It's very organic. It's very.
Oh, is there a love story? Each bubble is a vignette of a different story. So you're following different bubbles, all intersect in some.
You know, I can see that as a crash.
It's like crash.
I think it might.
That's
true. Guys, I think that's
usual. Crash Bandicoot.
Haley, what's your take on Hollywood right now?
As I've said, streaming is killing us stone dead.
No, I want the truth.
It's the truth, guys. And I'd want to be going into business.
You gotta be honest with us.
I want to be going in with the business where we're sort of on the same page.
Like a good idea, being on the same page, but it often isn't. Oh. I'm just gonna say that up front.
I'd like to say we should all be on different pages.
I agree. I think that's what democracy is.
Do you represent writers too? Could we get somebody?
We represent
Let's package this up. Right, that's the way things are done.
I think we have Haley Joel Osment starring. I think we can maybe get Haley Joel Osment to write it.
Yeah,
Haley Joel Osment, finance it. This is the same.
Yeah, this is the same.
So there are different versions of all of us.
No, Charles.
Okay, I had to ask.
You've been watching too much of the OA.
To just ask him right here and now. Would you be able to write it?
Yeah.
Okay. We hired a writer.
Okay. Congratulations. It's going to be a good job for you.
I want to pitch one thing. Is there a way to get Haley as a kid in this movie?
With the anti-aging technology?
No, I'd rather it be real. I'd rather we go practical on this one.
Right.
Yeah.
Benjamin Button.
Time travel. No.
Does anyone here know? Taylor, do we have Benjamin Button's number?
Let me check.
I think if we get him, we can find out how to do this.
Do we have Doc Brown in the Rolodex?
Wait, it feels like we're starting to talk like characters like they're people. Is that what's happening?
Dan, what
is the difference?
Characters are people.
Clear on what you're talking about.
Okay, no, I just wanted to ask. I don't care.
Dr.
M.A.L. Brown. Up your ass or something?
Dan's a no person.
Yeah, I do think that once you stop believing in magic, magic stops believing in you.
That's very true. You know, we believe in some more of that stuff out here west.
Haley, where else are you? You're from New York.
I just have to ask, Haley, what is the youngest you're willing to be physically?
14.
Okay, he'll go 14 for sure.
That's non-negotiable. Okay. 14,
you
14
go,
I can
you
do.
You won't go 11.
Marriageable.
No,
the marriageable.
You know, 5 years ago,
guy,
maybe.
I got a guy who can get us to 11.
Well,
14 is legal for marriage.
14 is when you can marry. You can't touch, but you can marry.
That's good.
You know what, Haley? I'd love to see a cut. You know, if at this point, if you could just send us over a cut.
My shame, but I don't know Final Cut Pro. So
okay,
I can
so it's
do,
going to be unedited.
I
don't
know what that
is. Hey, unedited is the new medium. I think unedited could be
well,
the
Well, I've
thing.
Got iMovie.
Oh,
I think
cut in the camera. That's something
iMovie.
That...
Kelly has
didn't Robert Rodriguez do that? He just cut the movie
Ooh,
with
the
camera?
Who the fuck are you talking about?
That was Robert Rodriguez?
Robert Rodriguez.
Worth a call.
He was a murderer. He stayed at that hotel downtown.
Yeah, that's right.
That had the
Night
water
stalker,
tower.
That director.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He went into that woman's brain. He was in her brain.
I love the idea of hiring non-professionals.
Right, like Robert Rodriguez.
Like Emily Blunt, right? That girl can't act for shit.
Not professionals to do any job.
To imagine being named after a marijuana cigarette like that and having the gumption to have a career. I can't imagine.
It's suicide.
Haley, where are the ticket sales at right now for the movie?
Change it to Krasinski.
How many tickets have we got on this thing? How are we doing? What are the numbers? Box office mojo.
That is a name. Emily Krasinski. That is a star-making name right there. Haley, she can really get some more work.
Haley, by what time can we have a finished product? Because the Oscars, we have to submit in 10 days. I'm just going to be honest.
That's a goal I can work with.
What's the budget?
Sarah Violet is right. I think we got to talk about the elephant in the room.
Right.
How much are we getting paid for this?
Well, I still got a couple thousand in the company account, which
we're
is
not,
my personal.
We're not
I
saying that about.
I refuse to
say
that.
We're going to have to
go to the studio.
Everybody should be keeping their money in the microwave.
I have a boat docked out in the ocean.
We could shoot on the boat.
It's a stream bubble
movie. We're not using Kelly's money boat. That's Kelly's money boat.
I've always wanted to shoot on a boat. I think that's like one of the best ideas I've heard so far.
It's been anchored for 10 years, and there's money in it.
Oh. Imagine if it hadn't been anchored for 10 years. It would just be somewhere else, wouldn't it?
I think we're onto something here. Money boat.
Here's my question, though. People,
money boat.
Money boat. We go out to the boat. We try to get money. People are shooting there. We got to wait for them to finish shooting to grab a little bit of money.
I don't feel like waiting.
Production's gonna get in the way.
We can't wait any longer.
Why are we talking about plot when we could be talking about money, cold hard cash?
I can rent a dinghy and we can get to the money.
You know, I have $16 million in my savings. It's something I forget often to mention.
Charles,
let's use that.
It's true.
Let's use that. That
it is.
I mean, that'll get us started. That'll get us paid to, you know, pay to get Haley.
I fell out of the Sunset Tower in 1993, and I fell onto a billboard for Northern Exposure, and I sued HBO.
I love that show. That's where Aiden came from.
You know who would be great for
this? Well, I plan for there to be nothing in my way. I'll tell you that.
Well, this is fantastic.
Guys, is this
and then
the movie?
The money
what do you mean,
boat.
Dan?
Is this the movie?
What do you mean, Dan?
Arguing about money?
When everybody says this is the movie, it makes it...
Ask the question again.
Is this the movie?
What do you mean?
Just, you know, is this the movie?
But what do you mean?
This.
Like,
in
are
what
we
sense?
Like us, the characters? Like,
wait.
Dan, ask the question.
Is this the movie?
But how so?
Is it?
In what way?
This movie.
Explain it, though.
What movie?
This movie.
In what sense?
I think Haley Joel Osment would be great for this.
Someone says, is this a movie? That means it's a good movie.
That's hey, Haley, can you get us Haley Joel Osment?
That would be great.
Can we get Haley Joel Osment on the line?
Yeah, call Haley Joel Osment.
This is Haley. Okay. He is Haley Joel Osment.
Hello, this is Haley Joel Osment.
Project, man.
I'd love to send you the first page of the script right now. The first line, open, exterior boat, Captain Nemo. Is this the movie?
I smell an Oscar.
I have goosebumps all over.
Have you guys seen the movie Notes on a Scandal?
No.
It's with Judi Dench and Cate Blanchett.
That's right.
Came out.
Who?
Came out a while ago.
Not gonna happen.
The first line of that movie.
Two women Kelly's
The first
age.
Line of that movie. They wrote the first line 12 dozen times.
Mm. I don't think we should do it.
The first line of the movie is...
I'm not signing on to Notes on a Scandal.
The first line of the movie is, wow, you're in for a treat. And I always thought that was amazing.
To set it up.
I could use a treat. So, is there a TCBY?
Well, we don't know where you are. It's the biggest promise we can possibly make at the beginning of this movie.
Did you guys know Emma Stone actually goes by Emily in real life?
I can't believe that.
Another
woman who lies about her name.
Actors are so... weird.
I hate working with them.
Out to lunch.
Genuinely hate working with them.
They're not all there.
I have a question
Thank
about
God
the movie.
I'm a writer, right, guys?
Yes, exactly.
I'll be acting and directing and financing.
You'll be doing everything.
I have a question about this now, Haley. Once you do the script, you're going to shoot the movie. How do you get it into the theater? How do you? Yeah.
Well, because we're going to be shooting on film and it's streaming. So what do we do on that?
Can you stream on film?
I thought that was emailed to the.
Do you ride a bike or anything like that?
So just like a file.
I can ride a bike. Yes.
Okay, well, can't he just ride the movie to...
No, that's how you're going to do it. I just want to know your process.
I have with the way movie. Too many cassette tapes laying around the house because I bought a bunch when they were on sale at Circuit City. And is that going to help for distribution?
I got to say yes.
It could. It's just good to know.
It could only be a yes.
Taylor, make sure to make a note
square,
of that.
And then people can pay us. You know, I was found at a Circuit City when I was a baby.
To be found so young.
Haley, are you getting these notes for the movie?
Guys, this is gold. All of it.
Good.
Is the phrase, we take it to the limit, is that from something?
It sounds like
I don't think it's for me.
That should be the last line of the movie.
I just have that feeling like you have when you know you've got the goods.
Yeah, when you're done.
It's like,
yeah, I know you're
like down the phone wire.
It's like the tapioca balls at the bottom of a tea.
Yeah, and we're all getting wet.
Well, I might take a vacation because I feel pretty good about where we're at.
So, Haley,
where should we go?
I think what we should do is
I think we should all take a 2-week vacation.
Okay.
Okay.
And then start shooting that. And when we come back, give me time to write.
I always write better on vacations.
It has to be shorter.
Oh, Haley, because Haley, you have to have this movie done in 10 days. I'll absolutely have to. And if not, there will be an enormous price to pay.
I like having consequences. When I open Haley. I'm just saying that much.
I love having consequences.
We will kill you.
Haley, do you do any celebrity impersonations?
Oh, I'm terrible at those.
Come on.
Do Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, that'd be great.
You guys want to make a movie with me?
Perfect.
It would be great
Mom
if we could get Haley,
would be
though.
I'm so proud.
I do a really good Clint Eastwood, I'm just saying.
Oh,
let's hear it.
Get off of me. Carly, that sounds just like your red skeleton.
I guessed that, Tim. That was very scary.
Thank you.
Who else got an impression? Who else has got one?
Thank you.
Who's this? Shaken, not stirred.
Oh!
A bartender, I'd say.
Pierce Brosnan!
That's the female James Bond that's coming out.
Yeah. Okay, who am I?
The Devil Wears Prada.
Emma Krasinski.
Who am I? Don't, you're not, that's, you're in my home.
Anne Hathaway.
Home it's alone? My neighbor to me last night.
That's right.
But how would we know that? We don't know your neighbor.
Yeah,
it's not a famous person. No, how is your neighbor famous?
I think she's famous.
Bonnie Hunt.
I think it's Bonnie Hunt.
Can we get her in the movie?
That was a good Bonnie Hunt.
The problem is, it's Bonnie and Helen Hunt, and she won't reveal which one.
Have you seen Smilf?
I love Smilf because it's MILF with an S.
Yeah,
and she could have done MILFs and made it more than one, but instead she changed the whole thing up.
It's a mix between MILF and Smile.
That's right.
It's a smiling MILF. That's a very happy mom I'd like to fuck.
That is it. She's not
sad for a
second.
Billy, you're giving me nightmares.
Sorry, Bridie. Now quiet down.
Bridie is sleeping.
All right. Well,
I'm tucked in. All right,
so Haley, I want to make this clear. If you don't have this movie in 8 days, let's say.
Yeah, I'd rather be quicker than 10.
Okay, can we do 6 days?
Eager to please, guys.
Yeah,
I'll
give us 2 days to write the email to the Oscars.
We're
going to
put it in the contract that if you don't do it, we'll kill you. Because we've killed Bridie, and we'll kill you.
Hey, guys.
That's my brother.
We're making a movie.
Yeah! We're making a
fucking movie with Haley Joel Osment.
All right. It feels like heaven.
We'll touch base next couple weeks.
All right.
6 days.
I got a lot of drinking, drugging, and sexing to do in 6 days.
All right. I need to use the bathroom.
I love you guys.
Love you guys. Abby, call our mother, please. God, I love you. Our mother. Write it down.
Is she?
Just call her.
Okay.
Talk all right. To her.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Catching up, bud.
All right, great catching up.
I gotta jump off.
All right. Yeah, I gotta keep watching this movie. People are looking at me in the theater.
All right.
All right.
Working with you.
Don't let the bug beds bite.
I love you too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Forever.
Conference Call is a Forever Dog production, created by and starring Jordan Firstman, Charles Rogers, Bridie Elliott, Abby Elliott, Kelly Hudson, Sarah Violet Bliss, and Dan Klein, and executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.